Because you don't own the rights to that music. So we can't use it. And that's stupid. Because we don't own the rights to the music. That means we can't use it. Well, that was stupid. Then why the fuck they make it? I don't want their credit like somebody gonna take it. I need to play the song. That's why the fuck they make it. But put it on the internet and everybody getting paid from the streams. So you can't use that shit if you didn't make it.
Nah, but for real though, you can't use that shit.
Nah, niggas trying to monetize, man. Stop playing.
Come on, man. Hold up, bro. Turn it down a little bit. Turn it down a little bit. Just a little bit more. Because I want them to hear this player ass shit I'm about to say. Welcome back to the 85 South Show. Yeah. I told you I was coming back like scoliosis. Now, you may look around and say, Loaf, who you got in the trap with you today? Bro, I got my real partner in here with me today. Smoke Yours crew in here with me today. Black Jesus in here with me today. The nigga from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
With me today. You know him and you love him. My man, Swank Johnson.
Thank you.
Smoke Yours, man.
Thank you. I'm so happy to finally be in this motherfucker, Carlos. I've been wanting
to. Don't act like you ain't been on here, bro.
I ain't came to this motherfucker. I ain't never tried
to
get here.
To the trap.
I ain't been in the trap yet, nigga. I'm so happy to be in this motherfucker, Carlos. Shit, I'm so happy to be in here, nigga. Oh, shit.
Make yourself at
home. What's happening, my nigga? What's happening, Loaf? Here. It's cold as a motherfucker in Atlanta, nigga. I'm layered up, nigga. I got on motherfucking Long John's leg warmers and a condom. Nigga, it's cold as fuck.
Bruh, you at the house, man. Do your motherfucking thing, bruh. Yeah, I hate DC them not here for this shit, but hell, the way you kicking it, I'm glad they not here. Clearly, you got shit you wanted to talk about and discuss.
Man, I do, man. I do.
What's been up, bro? How you been surviving this pandemic-ass shit?
Oh, shit, I was spamming cornflakes. You know, just trying to make my way.
What my California niggas been up to, man? Shout out to the whole Smoke Yours crew. People been hitting me, trying to tell me to get you on here. I was like, nigga, dang, he got to come.
I'm so happy to be here, too. I've been trying to get here. You know, I got, you know, the way baby mama's working, shit, it'd be kind of tough. You know what I'm saying? Her back kind of big, so trying to get past her.
Yeah, man. I completely understand. Because if don't nobody know, I know.
Man.
Shit. Mm-hmm. See, Valentine's Day and shit coming up. We got some Valentine's cards on their ass this year. You remember Valentine's Day in school? You get a little bag of motherfucking Valentine's from people who you don't even like.
Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of little candies and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah, the marketing department acted a fool on this one.
That's what's up, because we, you know, I'm sure it's about love. I'm all about love, you know what I'm saying? Let's love.
You know what we said when we made these Valentine's cards? Chico got one over there, DC got one. Everybody got one. We just said, fuck it. It's better than nothing. A lot of motherfuckers been getting nothing for the longest.
Man, look here. I fucked with this bitch one time. She had to be about 29 years old. She said she never got a Valentine's gift in her life.
For real? Yes. What you get her?
Nothing.
You ain't want to mess up the streak.
I don't want to be the one. I can't pop her Valentine's cherry.
Word.
That's Kush Rona, too.
Yeah.
Because you was fucking with me earlier. That's Kush Rona, nigga.
Hey, man.
Niggas was coughing before Corona, nigga.
Mm.
So, relax.
Get my guy.
Then nigga Carlos was finna put me out quick, nigga. He had security over. He sent the cross-eyed motherfuckers dragged me out.
Cause rules is rules, my nigga. You get two coughs and a throat clip. Is it?
Well, shit, you know, there's some good, nice, premium weed you smoking with me. I appreciate it, man.
Nothing but the best.
Yeah, I love it.
I knew we was having company. I was like, you know what? My brothers and them not here. Let me at least go get some good weed.
It's always the best
so
when it's yours.
I went straight in my living room to my stash. Because I ain't have to go nowhere to get it.
I love it. I love it. Where you stay at?
In Atlanta. I stay in Atlanta, man.
Nah, man, I'm just so happy to be here, man. This shit is legendary. I'm so proud of your motherfucking ass.
We talk shit because we really partners, but it's an honor for you to be here, nigga. You the Grand Theft Auto, nigga. Like, nigga, you know how many times I almost called you when I was like, nigga, tell me how to beat this shit. Them Grove Street niggas was on there on my ass, nigga.
Nigga,
my whole gang turned on me, nigga.
XX right trigger, nigga.
Bro, you be getting it. Bro, so you on the new shit? When the new shit come out?
Shit,
we waiting on six like a motherfucker,
man,
bro.
Man, I don't know shit about that. Rockstar don't tell me shit. They don't talk to me. Motherfuckers be asking me all the time, my nigga, but I don't know.
Is it a real company or is it just like three rich ass white boys?
A little bit of both.
I just felt it was like some young ass white dudes with a whole bunch of money. It was like, man, when the new Grand Theft Auto coming out?
Man, I don't think they're that young, but they got a whole bunch of money and shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfucking money. I think they from Ireland or somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Rich as a motherfucker. Word. Call me.
Bro, you know what I miss for real though? Some legendary shit. Mm. The Super Rumble Mix Show.
Sipping on, man.
Water.
You sipping water and Haterade, my nigga. Come on, man. Cut that out, man. Don't you know we like fine grapes?
You get some of that.
There you go. Ungrateful ass niggas. Every time. Like, I don't get your attention with just love and kindness. Nigga gotta come through with yak and herb, huh? Like that, my nigga? You got to have a little BET going on, some hoes, a little booty bouncing and shit, my nigga. That's the only way to get you niggas' attention, my nigga. Yes, man. That was the precursor to a lot of shit for me, man. And I had a lot of fun doing that, you know. And that's early in the game. And you know, Carlos, by now we both done enough shit where, you know, it's a lot of shit motherfuckers done that will never see the light of day. You know what I'm saying? But, like, at the beginning, you be kind of hoping, like, you like, now you kind of conditioned to it. It might make it, it might not. But at first, I was hoping Super Rumble Mix Show was supposed to be a whole, you know, TV show joint. You know what I'm saying? But it didn't work out that way. But, you know, the way it worked out was cool for me. So I'm thankful for that.
How that shit come about, bro? Because that led to a lot of other shit for a lot of other people.
Man, that was Aaron Magruder. I got a partner that, by the name of Jason Van Veen, he introduced me to Aaron Magruder. And Aaron kind of took to, you know, he thought I was real niggerish and he liked that. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder why he thought that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I ain't that niggerish. I would dump it on the floor if I was that niggerish.
Just a trap.
No, this is nice.
You don't watch this shit? DC has done a lot worse.
This is nice. Well, this is his shit to do it. You know, you come over company house, you be nice. Right. You just don't be coming like, over there doing shit.
Right. Laying all on people's steady shit. I don't expect nothing less, though. You that type of nigga.
You got to do it, man. I'm saying you put these in shoes right here. You come home, that's how niggas know their mama got a boyfriend when they see this.
Them blue motherfucking loafers.
What's up with y'all, man? This shit is nice. I love this, man. Where the refrigerator at?
It's around the corner back there.
Y'all ain't got no real craft services. This is really
nice. We got a refrigerator right here, nigga.
What's in that motherfucker?
What you want? It's some water in there, bitch.
Give me some of that shit. Nigga, little Parson shit.
Go ahead, bro.
Nigga, lips too big to be over here dry.
Sprinkle yourself, my nigga.
Hey, pause.
Fuck. The fuck, bro?
Man, we chilling, man. I just fucking love this
shit.
You
already have dressed like a good-ass stepdad, and they got slacks on.
I'm trying to change my image. I just had a birthday. You know what I'm saying? I just had a birthday, man. I'm down here celebrating all week.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope,
I'm looking for all the cougar clubs. You know what I'm talking about?
Go to Walmart.
Oh, yes. I'm looking for
Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's. That's where the grown women be at around here.
I'm looking for a nice grown Caucasoid snow princess.
No, not on this show.
No, I just want some money.
They don't even watch this shit.
They watch this shit.
I promise you they don't.
I know four of them that do.
Oh, you should have just hollered at them four.
I did.
You don't like what happened?
I need four more.
What's up with California niggas and white women?
Nah, you know, I just be talking shit, man. First of all, you know, before we go that tangent, y'all get on YouTube, be talking about Slick Love the Bunnies.
You do though.
Nah, bitch, I just like touching on them sometimes. But I love my sisters. All my kids is black, nigga.
All of them.
All of them. And all my baby mamas is black. All of them.
That's real black of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're like, you stood on it.
I'm proud of that shit. I had black babies after TV.
Mm. Yeah, he did. You saw that?
Oh, yeah, he tore that bitch head off. Fuck that bitch.
I don't know. Because you remember Snoop caught a lot of backlash for calling, Mm-hmm. But that lady, she didn't have to say that shit. That white lady attacked LeBron James and didn't nobody do nothing. Who gonna protect black men?
Mm-hmm.
She could have ruined that man's career right there.
Right there.
All she would have had to do was start crying. And LeBron James would have been the villain.
Oh, that shit is fucked up, man. My motherfucker terms of my probation say I can't be within 100 feet of crying white women.
Man, what? Bro, I don't want to be nowhere any white women are crying at.
No.
Something going to happen.
That's why you don't make them cry. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have to make them cry. They cry. They just cry. And their face turned red.
Yeah.
I just wanted everybody to have a good time for my birthday party. What? I just look at everybody and it looks like they're not having fun. It's just trying to sell.
Yeah, that's them real white. Yeah, I guess I've been fucking with them fake white, them black white bitches.
See, you could do that if you the first black dude that she ever messed with. But like, you're around with a white girl and all her boyfriends be black. She thinks she know too goddamn much.
Mm-mm.
And the bitch dangerous.
I don't like this. Bitch got the little neck tattoo and shit.
No, I don't like them.
I don't like
you
them.
You ain't never seen no white girl at Waffle House at 2 in the morning. I don't care. Like, this bitch sound like somebody auntie for here. I don't know what that white lady been through, but niggas done ran her ass through them. When they got the permanent black lady voice.
Oh, she's done by that time.
What's up, little buddy? You ain't like you don't fuck with me like that. I don't.
She's done.
Why not? Because you sound like the weed man. Bro, we got a cloud in this bitch.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. You see that?
Smoke yours, nigga.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Shit is cool, Carlos, man. I love this shit. I like your little t-shirt. I want some of that merch right there. I like this.
Bro, we got you some.
I like that shit.
We got some of your merch.
Yeah, that's for you right there. That's for you right there. You know, I only wore it once.
Shout out to that nigga, D'Lure.
Yeah, my nigga, D'Lure James couldn't be with us today, man. I told that motherfucker
he said
he missed the flight.
He was hyped, too.
He missed the flight. The nigga's
done.
Shout
out to Teddy Ray. You already know.
How this nigga D'Lure gonna miss the flight, man? He gonna act like he don't know his way to LAX.
I bet you $1,000 he was high.
He was.
And thought that it was at another time, and it really was.
That's my nigga, though. Teddy, too. Teddy was supposed to be here, man. I talked to him on the way. He said, what's up?
I fuck with that nigga. Bro, that nigga had a clip so goddamn funny. It's so funny, I'm gonna send it to Joe so he can put that bitch in this episode. Because, nigga, that one I posted on Twitter, where the nigga was like, God, why you give me this eczema?
Lord, why my back wide? Lord, why these titties sit the way they sit? He said, because that's how I made you. Now go hit them streets and be happy. Now go in them streets and be happy.
Teddy's a motherfucking genius, nigga.
Bruh, that nigga is hilarious as fuck.
And I just did a short film with him. Coming out on Valentine's Day. I don't know when it's coming out, but y'all make sure y'all look for this short film called She Keeps Scratching.
Wow.
Starring myself, Teddy Ray, and Daphne Springs. You know what I'm saying?
How long is the movie? It's a movie.
It's a short. It's a short. It's a film short, nigga. We using technical terms.
For real?
Yes, it's a film short.
Send me the link.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to put it on there. I'm going to make sure Ryan have it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send it to you. You know what I'm talking about? I text you the other day, nigga. You didn't hit me back.
You a lie. You gonna stop lying on me too.
I'm gonna show it to you off camera.
I'm still gonna say you lying. I'm still gonna call. You think I'm gonna give up on my lie?
I am.
I've gotten myself out of worse. I can definitely convince you.
I am lying.
You see the type of Hail Marys I've pulled off.
I am lying. I just want to spit some bullshit right now.
Hey,
you know, sometimes niggas be wanting to do that. Just pop some bullshit.
Speaking of which, let's just read some bullshit that's been happening in the world.
What's happening?
Well, the first bullshit, you know, LeBron, he got into it with the white lady. Shout out to LeBron James. Stay strong, black man. Don't never let nobody talk you out of your position. Hey, man, I ain't going to say his name, but the old president, all his lawyers quit on this new impeachment trial. That can't be good. Lock his ass up. Tom Brady going back to the Super Bowl. Who you got? Chiefs or the Bucks?
The one that wins.
The Chiefs or the Bucks?
The Titans.
The Chiefs or the Bucks?
The Titans.
The Bucks or the Chiefs?
The Titans.
The Chiefs or the Bucks?
The Titans.
The Tennessee Titans?
Tennessee Titans.
All right, bet. This lady is doing some phenomenal things in the state of Georgia. Miss Stacey Abrams is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. For saving America from old dude, second term. Mm-hmm. We just lost Hank Aaron. We got to say that because we in Atlanta, you know. He a legend, you know, the hammer. Larry King is out of there. He out of there. Shout out to Larry King. That flat name texting me right there. See what they talking about, Ryan. We in the group chat. Damn. I don't even want to say it. Rest in peace to Screech.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I
Goddamn
saw
that. Screech, man.
Cancel some shit.
Yeah, man. Goddamn Screech out of here, man. Goddamn. He was so young. Goddamn Screech. He showed his ass on VH1. No, he literally had a porno where he had a girl eating his ass. Y'all remember he got in trouble for that? Don't act like I'm... He did. He had a...
I remember, but I ain't seen
it. Don't Google it, but it's true. Don't Google it.
I ain't see that shit, but I remember.
Nah, because I remember it was on TMZ and all that shit, and they brought it up on the VH1 show when him and the black dude got into it. Goddamn Vince Young got the job. He got hired at Texas University, man.
Hey.
Yes. He got rehired. Well, you know, what nigga ain't been fired before? Look at me. I been fired before. I bounced back. Everybody deserves a second chance. Now it's that third chance that we're going to say fuck you on. Shit, now. You get one chance to fuck up. Bro, this is news. Plies took his gold out. Shout out to Plies. Yes, sir. He fucked with this show. I didn't know he fucked with this show until we had a show with him. And I walked in and the nigga was already laughing. I thought he'd just be doing that shit on Instagram.
Everybody fuck with the show.
Everybody fuck with the show? Who you seen fucking with?
Everybody.
You know who I'm trying to get to watch it?
Who that?
Morgan Freeman.
You probably do. I fuck with Morgan. I think Morgan is trill enough to watch this shit. You know, he's a worldly ass actor, man. He got to know this kind of shit. So when he comes, got to do the role, he got to know this kind of shit.
I feel like he might have seen it because he did. He did some skits on 21 Savage album. So.
Oh, yeah.
He might have caught one or two episodes.
He did some skits on 21 Savage album?
Yeah, he narrating the 21 Savage album.
God damn, 21 Savage.
You know who else I want to start watching this show? Rihanna.
You know Rihanna watched this show, nigga.
You think so?
Come on, man. The bad girl, Riri?
Yeah. That's who I want to watch.
Bad girl, she watched this motherfucker. Riri. I know she do.
Riri.
You know, get Carlos else, on the DM.
Who else got to see this shit? Bobby Brown.
You know, come on. Bobby, this is the trillest show on earth, and Bobby's one of the trillest niggas on earth.
He had that scene.
Man, come on, man.
At least the Dallas Austin joint.
Bobby subscribed.
Come on.
He know it.
You think O.J. Simpson seen this shit? Tell the truth, bro. Don't lie to me.
O.J. probably watched it once and be like, no, I don't like those guys.
I don't like them guys. Yeah, they too niggas. I can see that happening. I can see that
happening. O.J. probably watched this shit like, nah, I'm cool. Everybody watch this shit, bro. Everybody watch this shit. If you watching this shit right now, tell them everybody watch this
everybody
shit.
Everybody watch this shit. It's crazy how many people watch this shit.
Man, look, this is amazing, man.
Bro, I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm so motherfucking proud of y'all,
I
man.
I put
this
the hood back on my ears. What
it's
used
cold
to the
as
temperature.
Fuck. My little feet it is a little tingling and shit. Let me put my shit back on.
Bro, it's cold, man.
These motherfuckers.
You got to do sign language.
That's how you know it's time for niggas to go.
My motherfucking hands is frozen, bro.
Niggas don't want to put the heat on. Want niggas to leave and shit.
Bro, you look like you about to pay a whole goddamn property tax.
Man, look here.
You just look like a nigga that got a riding lawnmower.
Hey, I told you, man, I'm an elder statesman now, man. I'm an elder statesman.
Bro, made you wear this shit?
Huh?
Who you down here trying to impress?
Nigga, ain't nobody nigga impressing myself. Nigga, I'm a real player. Well, when I'm you a real read player the, out here, man.
When you read the comments, I'm a real just player. Know they gonna be on
hey,
your
man,
ass.
Hey, man, they fuck with me, man. When you read the comments, don't worry about it, man. Just know I'm a slap, nigga, something like a pimp. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh,
and I'm sliding through. You know
that
what I'm
one went over their head.
They ain't got to.
Like a haircut.
They ain't got to.
He said, I'm a slap, something like a pimp.
You know what I'm talking about? You see the Stacey's nigga shined up in Chambers, nigga, on Manchester. You know what I'm talking about? Shined up in Chambers. Put a zoom in right there, nigga, for the little niggas.
That's where you at, Slink, in life?
Yeah.
You want niggas to see your Stacey Adams?
Yeah. Yeah. As, you know, we all go through stages. You know what I'm saying? That's where I am. That's where I am in my journey, little nigga. You know what I'm talking about? So when you smell that bucket of chicken on the table, don't even trip. You know what I'm talking about?
My nigga.
Do a good thing for these little niggas in their life.
On the young niggas.
Yes, man.
In some Stacey.
In some Stacey's, nigga.
One more time. Fuck it. Joe, I need a zoom, bro. Get it together and zoom so these young niggas can see what they got to look forward to. This is how you flex when you grow.
See that nigga
how
with the shine?
Are your church shoes?
With the shine, nigga. With the shine, nigga. With the shine, nigga. Come through, come over your house and flambe some shit, nigga. It's good, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't no young nigga no more, man.
I know.
Let me see that lighter.
I know.
I'm trying to chill and be reserved, man. Let me dress
is
my
this,
little groove right here. You loving it?
So your birthday just passed. So this your first year out there, like, officially? Like?
Out there, like, officially. I just officially just took my first gas station pill. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, fuck it, nigga. I'm like, fuck it. You got to embrace where you at in life, man. Because I know a whole bunch of niggas that ain't make it to this point. You know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Shit.
So I'm feeling stupendous, you know, splendiferous around this motherfucker.
Splend
you know what I'm saying?
Motherfucking different.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this shit for a long time, Carlos.
But when you put that shit on, you look indigenous to the soil right now.
Man, look here, man. I've been doing this, man. Master of the West African monkey spank technique. 5-time wild cheetah submission hold champion.
On,
nigga,
man.
I've been nigga raw, nigga ordained minister, nigga.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this shit, nigga.
I know.
Nigga, employee of the month. Four times, nigga.
I seen you when you did some
nigga,
of that shit.
5-time baby daddy championship winner, nigga. I got 5 rings, nigga.
Real?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
5 trophies, nigga. I'm trying to tell these little niggas, man, one day y'all grow up and be like me, man. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to poach an egg or something, make a bitch happy. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You poach your eggs for me? I still smoke the same one. Eric, smoke yours, fool.
I am.
Don't worry about
this
me.
This is yours right here, nigga.
But smoke mine.
Dude. I am, man.
Smoke the weed. That's the house weed. Ain't no mine and yours. It's like,
now, you know. Is it the house weed or you said it's yours? Because you went and
I mean,
got it out your stash.
I mean, I ain't about to. I'm not.
It makes a difference when I'm smoking yours. I need to write it on a list, Carlos.
Look, man,
I need to know whose I smoke.
You smoking in care of Carlos Miller right now.
Brian, is this your shit?
Nope. His shit trash. And a nigga had a little soap in the bag. I don't know what that do. It's like you trying to keep this shit fresh or something, my nigga. Whatever.
I love it, man.
And that's just how we live in Slink. Like, a lot of people be checking the podcast out, but they don't know who the podcast is for. This podcast right here for all the faithful men out here who got one woman, but you want 2 more. That's all you want. Like, you not about to cheat on your lady. You just want 2 more bitches. And ain't nothing wrong with that in your heart and your mind. So I've been told. You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with desire.
Nothing.
Ain't nothing wrong with
nigga
desire.
Nigga got to get that lust out of his heart.
Ain't that
damn,
wrong with
that
it.
Lust worse than indigestion.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad lust is?
That's
God put that in the Ten Commandments. Don't be looking at your neighbor white because God knew that if you were successful, like you supposed to be, chances are your neighbor gonna have a bad bitch too.
Mm.
Do you think it's too many bad bitches at this point in time in history?
No, sir. No, sir.
Because I was thinking about that shit the other day. Women look better than they have ever looked in the history of mankind. At this point in time, right now. You ever thought about that? These not the same women your granddaddy was chasing. Ain't no such thing as really no ugly women no more. You see an ugly woman, you kind of want to holler at her because she's so rare. Mm-hmm. Like a collectible Pokemon. Like, ain't nobody going to believe.
Oh, is that Mangazor?
Bro, yeah. What if we get desensitized to pretty women and the thing is going to be having an ugly chick? Because ugly chicks don't look like nobody. Like, to order to look good, you got to kind of like, ooh, she look like such and such. But if you get some original, just like, is she ugly or undiscovered? Y'all don't be thinking about this kind of shit. It's just me. And this ain't even directed at nothing. These just thoughts I be having in my mind. Like, ain't nobody gonna understand these. Because if you think about how life work, right? It's really 50-50. It's 50% of the motherfuckers who ain't never gonna fuck with you anyway. But then it's 50% of some motherfuckers who gonna fuck with you anyway. That's crazy. We be so worried about the people who never gonna fuck with us in any way that we be forgetting about the motherfuckers who we the shit to. Bro, we the shit to somebody. I'm a bitch crush somewhere. I'm talking about if I was in the city, she fucking tonight because she liked me.
Absolutely.
Not because I took her out to dinner. It's because she heard this shit and liked me. Like, that's my type of nigga. And she don't even know me. That's why we go to these shows. They be like, Carlos, I love you. I be like, what does that mean? Does that mean, like, I can drive your car tonight? Or do that mean, like, you just a fan of this work? Because that's two different things. Love, you can take love outside and do some shit with it. Mm. Like, it's just in the room.
For the moment.
Right. It's too deep for these niggas. They ain't high enough.
I'm high as fuck.
Why you ain't?
I'm high as fuck right now.
Bro, you told me you was going to smoke this bitch out.
I'm still going to smoke, but I'm high as fuck right now.
Come on, bro.
I'm going to smoke. I just got to make sure it's gone because it ain't legal here yet, is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, it ain't illegal. Mm. Okay. You know what they do now when they find weed? Like, man, hey, put that shit up. I don't know. I haven't encountered them. And I don't
either.
Want to.
I don't either. I've just been
whatever
scared
them
as hell.
Officers got going on, they need to keep that going on because it don't involve me.
Them motherfuckers pulled us over in Mississippi. I don't know nothing about this South shit as far as what I was
in Mississippi?
Them motherfuckers pulled me over in Union County, Mississippi.
That's right there past where I'm from.
My nigga,
that's Pontotoc.
Them niggas pulled us over, nigga. I thought they was finna take us straight to the plantation.
They probably would have.
Right motherfucking there.
They
nigga.
Found the weed?
Yes.
Ooh.
They found the weed and took the weed and just let us go. They jacked us for the weed.
I believe it.
I thought they was finna take us down. 40 years!
They would have gave you about 40 years.
I thought that was gonna take us.
Mississippi got the craziest laws, bro.
I'm scared of all that shit. That's why I be nice. That's why I wear this kind of shit so I can be cool.
I don't think that's gonna get you out of no trouble, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I think it will sometimes. You just
but when you put them hard bottoms on, motherfuckers do gotta talk to you different.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you want sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas put this on one more time. You want more time so these niggas can see.
No, some real shit though. You do look like you about to buy a plot of land.
Zoom in that shit. And look, little nigga, if you look close, you can see yourself. You know what I'm saying? One day you can be like me.
Sling look like you're going to break some horses after this.
You know what I'm saying? You just got to be cool. You know what I'm saying? At least I'd rather look like I'm about to break some horses than break into somebody's house. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going off in that motherfucker. I ain't got the patience to steal.
Nah, me neither.
I'm picky. I'm too picky to steal some shit.
I don't want no use that shit.
That another motherfucker had.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there, nigga. Give me some Stacey's.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm. My nigga, this shit is right. Hey, you got some. This some cool ass house weed, to be honest. I was talking shit about it and shit, but this shit kind of got me like real right. I'm high as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm stuck. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's right. Yeah,
and I appreciate you giving it up like that.
That's
some real shit. Because a lot of people be coming over here and they be like, man, what is this? And I'm like, nigga, y'all just You just don't have the right connections in the right places to just really have that weed that do what weed's supposed to do.
It's like a cool little goulash, you know what I'm saying? At first hit, it ain't, you know, it wasn't very little tasty to me. However, you know, I continue to smoke, you know what I'm saying?
However,
you know, it does the job very effectively. You know what I'm talking about? My carnivorosity is bubbling at an all-time high right now. My shit is redlining, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
My shit is redlining a little bit, and this shit is good, you know what I'm saying? My signal is going in and out, but you know it's going to start evening out in a minute, so just give me a second to even this motherfucking signal out. Because this weed is where it's at right here. I'm really fucking with this, man. You know what I'm saying?
But every time we get together, we get high as fuck and talk about the good time.
We do. It be Cali weed. This, I don't know what this shit is right here, nigga. This some.
You think we don't got Cali weed in it?
This some other shit. I know y'all got Cali weed, but this some other shit. Like, this shit got grits in it or something. I don't know. Got me full. You know what I'm saying? I leave you, I'm be like, I don't want to smoke no more. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, ain't nothing going to hit like that.
It's cool. I don't usually go for pre-rolls and shit, man, to be honest with you. But if you're going to give them to me, I'm going to take them. But this shit is all right. Nigga, I fuck with this. You know, as founder and president of the Smoke Yours crew,
yeah.
I get an 85 South show to stamp of approval. You know what I'm saying? I make sure you know.
You know, we're on behalf of the 85 South Show and all our affiliates, Schlink, you know, we humbly accept that, you know, coming from, you know, a legendary smoker as yourself. Look at that.
What's your art department name?
Oh, do you need somebody from the research department or the art department?
The art department. What's her name?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay, well, ask the art department. I want to hang a little hook right there, and I want y'all to hang my Stacey's right there.
Nah, if you send them to us, we're going to do it right. We're going to get a whole glass display, and we're going to get you to sign a plaque.
I'm going
to
send them to you and hang them over the recording sign. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what was it like having your own show?
Man, that shit is out. This shit was outstanding. I'm going to say is because the white folks ain't told me it was over.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they hit your boy back. But this shit is outstanding. You know what I'm saying? You know me, or like most of us, I don't know. I just felt like doing the show is like a dream come true. And then August 7th came, and the shit about to come on TV, and I'm just thinking, like, watch this shit, though, come on. Watch these white folks pull the plug. But that shit came on, man, and it was...
They wanted me to be the crackhead.
It was fucking amazing.
It was like, Lowe's, can you be a crackhead? I was like, I am above it.
They did. That's fucked up. I wish they had known.
I mean, I would have did it, but it wouldn't have been believable.
Casting
what bitch is going to believe a nigga this handsome is on crack?
No, you too fly to be a crackhead.
That just looks stupid, man.
You too fly for that.
I know. I mean, it's not even believable. Like, he must really be acting.
You too fly for that. Yeah, you too fly for that.
For people that don't know, tell them what show y'all talking about.
Talking about Black Jesus.
Did you catch any hell with that?
I mean,
you know, people
don't
play
wrote
about
Jesus. It and shit, but then nobody come see me. It's cool. Then nobody, you know, write no letters to me or say no shit.
Ain't nobody gonna walk up to you, nigga. You like 6'6".
Well, you know,
even with that hat on, you know, ain't nobody just gonna. Who gonna walk up to a nigga 6'6" with Stacey Adams on?
Man, you'd be surprised, man. These little niggas be buck. Oh. You know what I'm saying? The white boys, you know, whoever passionate about their point, they be buck. Walk up and shit, chest all poked out, nigga 4'7", nigga. What's up, nigga? Anybody, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just be trying to be cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas be like, you big, you know, always be using my height. You know, I be thinking of it like this, you know, if men are dogs, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Great Dane. Whenever you heard a Great Dane be vicious, nigga, I'm Marmaduke, nigga. Be chilling, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You Marmaduke?
I'm Marmaduke, nigga. I'm Marmaduke, nigga. Fucking Scooby-Doo. I be chilling, nigga.
You? All right, man.
It's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I learned to chill out, man. It's good, man. You know what I'm saying?
You all right?
I'm good, man. I told
you, chilling my damn self. That's all this shit is about.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm gonna take my shoes off again as soon as my feet get warm, though. It's just cold as fuck in here, nigga.
He opened that bitch up, you know.
He opened it up.
Yeah, it's not that it's cold in here. It's just that
the temperature. Turn on the fucking stove.
It's about that time of night. This is what people don't realize, bro. At a certain time of night in Atlanta, the temperature just drop all of a sudden, man. It's a strange ass place.
Nigga, it
people
is.
Think this the South, but I don't know.
It's
the South, but it's the Southeast. And then it just be so much strange shit happening. It might fuck around and be 80 degrees tomorrow.
nigga.
Then it might rain for 2 weeks.
Fuck right now, nigga.
It's cold as fuck now.
Do nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
And that's what it's been doing this whole time. It'll be cold as fuck, get hot for 3 days, rain for 2 weeks, same shit over and over again.
Man, that's some bullshit, man. That is some bullshit. I'm glad we got some cool accommodations. Otherwise, I'll be crying and shit because it's cold as fuck. That wind come by whisping hard as a bitch, nigga. Shaking the whole building, nigga.
Whisping,
nigga. You got to say whisping. You got to enunciate for these niggas. Whisping. See, you doing all the shoulder shit, nigga. I said whisping.
Whisping.
It's whisping.
Wow.
You still got to make it a little niggerish for niggas.
Yeah.
Whisper.
You said enunciate.
Enunciate, but you still got to add a little niggerosity to it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
That's what helped a nigga win. That's what helped me win.
Niggerosity.
Yes.
Is that like the nigger version of nigger generosity?
You know, a little bit, perhaps.
Niggerosity.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when the weed man give you a little bit extra.
Yeah, it's a little niggerosity. You know what I'm saying?
A little nigger generosity.
Get that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got to put a little niggerosity on it. You know what I'm saying?
So what if you going through a phase of changing it? Would that be like a nigga Otis or like a niggas, like a, what would that be?
If you going through a phase of changing, like what?
Like a nigga metamorphosis.
Oh, it'll be like a.
Like a, would that like, be a negorphius?
It's like a nigga synthesis.
Nigga synthesis.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just changing. You know, niggas change through their life.
Wait. So let me ask you this. Are there synthetic niggas?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. It's a lot of them.
It's authentic.
It's a lot of them.
It's authentic, and then it's synthetic.
It's a lot. It's more authentic, but it's quite a few synthetic niggas sliding within the ranks that need to be weeded out.
Give me an example of a synthetic-ass nigga.
Synthetic.
From a nigga with some stasis on. That shit hit different.
Okay.
Everything synthetic. You say damn near believable. You got the ball.
Okay, you know, I'm in the process of writing a handbook right now, so some of this information I may disclose, you know what I'm saying, may not be suitable for some viewers.
That's what you're getting at. But, you know, we tell them at the beginning of this show anyway,
this show,
viewer discretion is advised.
All right, some of these synthetic niggas, man, I tell you, man, some of these niggas, man, fashion is fashion, man, but I'm tired of seeing you niggas, man, calves, man. Tired of seeing you niggas' jeans painted on, man. If you and your bitch, niggas' jeans are too tight, man. Too tight. It's one thing is be slim. It's another thing to be tight. Niggas look like Negro superheroes, man. Nigga ain't supposed to see the motherfucking contour of your calf, my nigga.
No, but on some real shit, when I see them niggas with them, I move out the way. Because any nigga who got enough nerve to do some shit like that don't give a fuck about nothing I got going on. Niggas will take you out.
Just don't understand.
They got more to prove.
These niggas right here, man. I'm telling you, man. Look here, ladies. If you and your nigga about to have sex and you peeling your jeans off and that nigga peeling his off too, who's the real bitch? Just ask yourself that question. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I seen some synthetic niggas doing shit. Like they be out here trying to be best friends with the hoes and shit.
That's a very, very, very common trait.
Oh, play brother ass.
Oh, I hate them niggas, man. I hate you niggas. You niggas is poisoning the hoes with this shit.
No, man, I got to put my hoodie back on.
You niggas is poisoning the hoes with this friend shit, nigga. So when the bitch run across a motherfucker like an 85 South Show viewer or a Smoke Yours affiliate, she got it fucked up because she been fucking with niggas like you. Look here, bitch. Niggas is not your friend. Stop. I'm just saying, man, that's some bullshit, man.
Can you even say that type of shit anymore? Because they got so many.
When
opinions.
You wear stasis, you can do it.
That's why I asked you. Them young niggas, they can't talk that shit because their shoe game off.
Nah, their shoe game nice. I'll give them that. But they off, you know, they just not there yet. But they, you know, they got some nice game. They got some, well, I take that back, man. What's up with them orthopedic soul looking shoes, the motherfuckers? You know? I hate them motherfucking shoes. Them niggas look
you
like
don't
a motherfucker.
With them.
Them one line,
me
when you,
either. When I
you
don't
just
either.
Slide in them and shit and they just wrap around a nigga ankle and shit. What the fuck is that shit?
Them big ass shoes.
Look like superheroes with them tight ass pants.
Big ass shoes.
Big ass shoes with the, or big ass soles and shit. They wear platforms, man.
These niggas just grew up different, bro. I don't think they mean no harm. They just from a different environment.
I don't think they mean no harm either, man. But you know, I be hearing motherfuckers always talking about the OGs need to come back. It ain't the OGs' fault. It's the daddies. Nigga, go home and take care of these kids. Nigga, these niggas is fucked up. These niggas is doing music videos and shit in the kitchen of a condo, strapped with a gang of guns, shirtless, and dancing around in a circle, 20 niggas, and not a hole in sight.
What's That's wrong because with they you responded niggas? To 20 niggas who said something about all 20 of them.
How do you got 20 niggas gathering? Where That's what
they like on the first level of the game. They got to get in the game first. You know how hard it is to get a lot of hoes? What hoes gonna show up with 20 niggas? You wouldn't even feel right trying to bring some hoes around 20 niggas. I wouldn't bring no hoes around no niggas.
Why you around 20 niggas? Look, I'm doing a mentoring program, man. Hit my shit, man. SlinkJohnson.com, man. Just send me a picture of your mama and $50.
Goddamn, what they got to... You pandering?
No,
you pandering.
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help the youth. You know what I'm saying? These little niggas is misguided.
You gonna start with the mamas?
Yeah, I gotta
you gotta start.
It's an interview process.
Okay.
It's an interview process.
Bro, stop playing, because a lot of mamas watch this show, and they going to definitely hit you,
well, you know,
about helping with them kids.
Zoom in on Stacey.
Get them shoes, man. You letting them know you ready. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. I'm in this motherfucker live with your auntie boyfriend, Slink, in this bitch. What's happening, player? The cold ass hat, man. You can't be matched. Black hey, Jesus.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Thank you very much, Carlos. I don't know, man. I'm feeling some kind of way right now, man.
Like
I'm
what in, kind of way you
I
feeling?
I mean, I'm feeling awestruck, man. I'm in motherfucking 85 South, man. I'm in the trap, nigga.
This the trap.
This is the trap of all traps, nigga.
This is the trap of all traps.
And this nigga, you know, nigga, this is like the Tonight Show for real niggas, man.
Ooh, this, yeah. But if they watch it the next day, it'll be like the Last Night Show.
Or the Today Show if they watching it in the morning.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? So
I need me a show that come on at 3 in the morning. Guess what I want to call it? Fuck is you doing?
I want to be a guest on
and
that
And it'll just be me at the house. The shit you can do at 3 in the morning at your house. Hey, what's up, y'all? I went to sleep earlier, so look, we just about to go through the house looking for shit that we ain't found, that we ain't seen since we moved in this motherfucker.
Hey, nigga, that motherfucker hit, too.
I know.
That motherfucker hit.
You ever find yourself doing some dumbass shit at 3, 4 in the morning, cleaning out the refrigerator, and you look out the window, the sun up, like, fuck,
wow. Yes, yes. Fucking sweeping, cleaning out the fucking fireplace and shit.
Stupid shit.
Fuck I'm doing, man. Just high up, insomnia and shit. Worried about that bitch. Bitch, get out of my mind.
That's exactly what it
means, though. Oh, shit. Bitch, leave me alone. Up doing some stupid shit.
Bro,
that's
women,
why I said I want to be the first one.
Drive your ass crazy. Yeah, they for will, real, man. Because they be fucking crazy already.
Man, these bitches, man. I swear to God, man.
One time I heard a woman, she called, and I was like, I was asleep. She was like, don't nobody sleep that fucking long. I was like, what type of stupid ass shit is that? You don't know what made me tired or not.
Inconsiderate.
They don't care nothing
they
about
that. They don't
care
nothing about that shit. It's, look, bitch, it's only 24 hours in a day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Bitch, always want demanding of a nigga. It's only 24 hours of the day. You feel me? Look here. It's 8 hours. You want a nigga that's responsible and a nigga to take care of business. He gonna work 8 hours a day, bitch. He need 8 hours to sleep, bitch. So that's 16. He got only 8 hours left, bitch. You know a good, faithful black man, God-fearing black man, gotta go to church and worship God, bitch. He need at least 2 hours out that 8 to do that. And he love and respect his mama so goddamn much that he got to devote 2 hours out of his day to go make sure his mama got everything that she needs. Because he is the one that holds his family down. That leaves him only 4 hours.
Four.
And out of them 4 hours, it is imperative that that brother gets to fellowship with his partners in the trap and do real nigga shit. You understand what I'm saying? You don't fucking, you bitches are so selfish. What's wrong? I gave you that hour. What's wrong with that? What the fuck is wrong with that?
That real spirit then came in here. I'm talking about a real ass spirit.
Fuck that. They're so right? inconsiderate, man. I'm
they
telling you.
They're so inconsiderate.
Look, man, my heart bleeds.
They demand
right now
so much of your life.
Look here, bitch, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can, bitch. Bruh,
this shit so real that the Isley Brothers had to write a song about it. You remember that? That nigga didn't even waste no time on the loop. Soon as the beat came on, that nigga said, I got a job, baby. I got work to do.
Let that nigga live.
You're going to have to get used to me coming home a little late.
Bitch.
I'm at work.
Bitch, look, he's a good black man.
Bro, it's so hard to be. It's so hard to just, you know.
They just don't even
avoid
understand
the pitfalls when that they out here setting for black men as a black man.
Man, you got to understand when you got pregnant, you know how many bitches' hearts I had to break?
Oh, my God. Why you bring that up?
That's just horrible.
Bro, it took me a long time to work through that.
You know how many people.
I'm talking about I was at the height of my whoredom. I was pulling winners. Lawyers, doctors, women with exotic sports cars, cheaters, squirters,
edges,
deep throaters, women who ask for it in the booty. I'm talking about ask for it. They
possibly required it.
They required it. Strippers, gymnasts, dance instructors. Independent business owners. A fucking beautician that made over $50,000 a month. Lord have mercy. And you gonna bring that up in the trap.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to keep
the
it
the height of my whoredom.
See, that's the thing, man.
That should be the name of my memoirs. At the height of my whoredom.
That's a delicate time in a man's life.
I'm talking about when you got a whole goddamn team of winners.
That's a delicate time in a man's life.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
You don't owe nobody nothing.
That's what teaches a man, you know.
Responsibility.
Responsibility and dedication. You know what I'm saying?
Priorities.
And priorities, yeah. You know, you got
to
learn.
Right. Because you have to be smart enough to actually know how to put this rotation together.
And unfortunately, some of these bitches is collateral damage.
Wow. Some of these motherfuckers you should have never been fucking with anyway. But sometimes we ignore the red flags.
And you just got to offer ministry. Sometimes you just got to offer some ministry, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, she just might be a lost soul, you know
but
what I'm saying?
Sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes.
Just
it's
a little
so
bump
worth
in the
it
road. Just, it might be just be a bump in the road, and it's so worth it. Because you know how much you might do for her life?
I'm telling you, sometimes
you know
it'd
you
be
might,
worth
how much you do for her life?
A lot.
Just a lot.
What the fuck?
Hey, is that a white Honda?
Nah, we got this still, though. It's
I thought about my baby mama's out there. Oh.
She might be, though.
That bitch got a big-ass back, my nigga.
You love her, though.
I do.
She good people.
She good people.
She makes soup.
Mm-hmm. With the little beans in the shit, little garbanzo. I'm like, bitch, what you doing, bitch? You little that's delicacies
what,
and shit.
That's what you be doing, man.
You know what I'm talking about, bitch?
I saw how you lit up when you brought her up.
Yeah, you know. She good. You
trying to get back with her.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, you know.
How this going?
Shit started when it was cool till I started having the spit start the pussy. It wasn't no good.
Oh.
That's how I know she lost the feeling. When you got a spit started, when you got a spit started, she lost the feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, ladies, you know when you like that nigga, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker's wet. It's ready all the time. When as soon as he call you,
and you know what?
That motherfucker's moist. You know what I'm talking about? That motherfucker's nice and just soggy and shit. You know what I'm talking about? After you don't like that nigga no more, that shit is the Mojave. You know, that shit is sandpaper trying to slide a penile up in that motherfucker.
I like just to weed back up. I can't believe you came up here and brought up all these traumatic ass memories. Now you reminded me of all the times that I ain't been liked.
Look, look, zoom in his face again. See, when you've been through a lot, you know what I'm saying? Life has been troubling. You know what I'm saying? You've been through trouble.
No, because look, that's one part of
you the able to just recognize, you know what I'm saying? I've embraced my pain.
That's one part of the pussy game that niggas don't never speak on. We all done had some pussy after she ain't like you no more.
Mm-hmm. That shit ain't cool.
That shit don't even feel the same. Mm-hmm. That old hunt, take it ass pussy. Mm-hmm.
Bitch just laying there looking at you.
Yeah. You trying to make you feel like Mr. from Color Purple.
Punk ass bitch.
Trying to get trip you and shit. That shit is that is terrible. Make you just want to put your dick up. Never mind.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's what's wrong? That pussy feels like anger.
And you know what? The bitches don't understand. Like, that's what hurt. You know what I'm saying? It ain't so much that the pussy is fucked up. It's the fact that you don't love me no more and you expressing it through the pussy.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. This that's thing is good. This guy's fucking really good. No, listen, kid. You got a gift. You got a real gift. Oh, when you said that last shit you fucking said. You fucking said that fucking shit.
That's
right
real
there.
Life. That's real life, man.
Oh, you don't love me no more. And you're expressing it through the pussy. I've never heard words so fucking beautiful. I've never had words.
That's real shit.
Listen, I've never had words touch me in a way that when you said that shit that you fucking said. Oh my fucking God. Who is this guy? Hey, they call you Black Jesus for a reason.
You know how when you used to hit that pussy when you first started, that pussy was like, wow. You'll lead a dice game for that pussy. You gone. You up and shit like I'm up 1800. I told that bitch I was going to be there at 9. You there. That pussy was wet. You know what I'm saying? 2, 3
you
years
want me to tell, ladies, this is how you know you was at the height of your pussy. If your nigga go get you some food and bring it back and the shit still hot.
And ain't none of your fries missing. Nigga ain't bit off nothing.
If a nigga bring you back some warm ass food.
Bitch, nigga love you, bitch.
You should just be glad a nigga bringing you something to eat.
See, I'm here, I want to be able to articulate a real nigga's love. I don't think these bitches understand how real
but
niggas
before
love.
Before you even get to that part, I gotta have you speak on what you said. She expressing how much she don't love you through the pussy.
Through the pussy. That motherfucker used to be Niagara Falls. That motherfucker used to be a slip and slide, nigga. That shit was great, nigga.
Now
that
it's
shit
just like was a skating ring.
Now that shit is like a motherfucking sandpaper, nigga. That shit is like the inside of sandpaper inside a toilet paper roll. That
when
shit
it, when it hurt both
fuck.
Of y'all? When it hurt both of y'all?
When it hurt both of y'all. That shit is nasty as fuck. Bitch, you gotta stop doing that. That's some buster ass shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, doesn't like feeling like don't nobody love you. As soon as you get that, like that feeling of being unwanted.
That one right there.
It's supposed to be inviting like your grandma's house.
It's supposed to be
like
for you.
Can spend
it's supposed
night.
To be a safe haven for you and your feelings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially your feelings.
Especially when I'm in there skeeting with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm exchanging bodily fluids with you, bitch. I'm giving you my essence. Bitch, this is for you. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I think niggas be fucking up when they always, we got to stop this term, give me some pussy. What you mean, give me some pussy? Bitch, I'm giving you some dick. Do you understand what's going on right now? You are the recipient of greatness. This is the power staff of life, bitch. I'm importing the power inside you.
You just made me change my whole train of thought once again. I will no longer say, give me some pussy. You know what I'm going to start telling her? Give us some pussy. Because you're going to get some, too.
You're going to get some, too. You gonna
let's have an experience between each
right,
other.
Right, because this is a, come on, man, we got to stop all this. Look, bitch, I'm giving you something, and I'm giving you my time. You know how, come on, I already divided it up.
I already know how I'm going to do it. I can't do it in my voice, though.
Don't.
Be like, ma'am, I would like to exchange some dick for some of that pussy, please. I have dick for exchange. Would you like to make a deal with me? I'll trade you 30 minutes of dick for 60 minutes of pussy.
This, you gotta know it.
Cause I gotta come back. I got fucked two times. I'm coming back.
You gotta know it. And if you, and bitch, if you fucking with a real nigga, and pardon me when I say bitch, don't come on, y'all miss me with all the, oh, if he, it'd be cool if he wasn't calling us bitches. Bitch, that's most endearingly, you all love it if that wow. right nigga call you bitches. So let's take it that I'm the right wow. nigga right now. Bitch.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about? So look here. Y'all bitches stop
I feel
that,
like
man.
If you saying bitch, you see, I feel like you talking to a specific type of person who only gonna hear it. Like they've been exactly. told before.
Yes.
Like this is you saying that because they know it, but they just not applying it. Mm-hmm. And they exactly. you've already said it in a place of love. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta talk to them in a language
gotta,
that they will understand.
You gotta know, man. Stop acting like that, man. You gotta understand that you receiving greatness from real niggas. We sliding through. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I be trying to hold my greatness away from you. Ever see it? You ever have to peek them out first and be like, mm-mm.
They don't deserve it. They not worthy. They not worthy. That's what I want to tell you. See,
you don't get none of this greatness.
I want to tell these dudes the unpopular truth, man. I'm going to tell you the unpopular truth.
Here you go. Here you go with
some of that greatness, man. These bitches don't deserve it, man. You got to understand these bitches ain't worthy of your time, bro.
Ooh.
They don't deserve it. Some of these bitches...
How many times have you fucked with the wrong person?
Oh, man, I don't have a calculator with enough gigabytes. Man, this motherfucker ain't going to work.
But do you understand that's the parallel of the universe? Some of these people that we end up dealing with was never supposed to come into our realm of possibility. Just think about it. If you would have shut the fuck up.
Exactly. So don't fuck with that bitch, man. Save yourself because she's not worthy. Does she have some money? What does she worth?
You know how everybody have weird little triggers and shit? Soon as a motherfucker tell me they like me, I start investigating what the fuck they doing. Like, you like
yeah.
me?
Yeah, why you like me, bitch? You know what
the fuck a minute. You? Mm-mm. Let me see what you got going on with your life. Where the fuck did you grow up? Was any power lines in your yard?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to tell these people the unpopular truth, man.
Do you think women with little feet are sneaky?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because they can trot fast as a motherfucker. They cover a whole lot of space fast as shit. You know, next thing you know, your wallet gone and shit. Your watch ain't on the counter no more. Sneaky little bitch.
Talk to the nigga.
I want my chain back, bitch.
What would you tell a nigga who just found out he ain't the only nigga? Because these young niggas be hurt behind that. Since you got Stacey Adams on, I feel like it's more believable.
Hey, man, you got to know, man.
Look, man. I already know, but I want to hear from you.
I'm telling you, man.
You dressed apart.
Look, man, my mama told me, man, men and women, you know, women are more low down than men. So you got to know that, man.
These she bitches, said that for real?
Yeah, she said that for real, man. So, you know, these bitches are sneaky, man. You know, you got to know that, dude. These bitches are lied to the end. Because if they wouldn't, man, Maurice Povich wouldn't be a hit, nigga.
You know what I think is cold? If your girl cheat on you and she don't have no car.
That means she cheating with a nigga with a car or she cheating with a nigga she love a whole lot to ride the bus with.
Nope. She'll catch a ride. To cheat on you.
She makes some other motherfuckers.
She would actually pay somebody to take her over there.
That's why you gotta stop fucking with them cousins and shit, because they know.
Who could, what?
That's why them cousins know, man. Them cousins know she's sucking that nigga dick. They be smiling in your face. Hey, what's up, Rondell? Nah, bitch, get out of my face. They be happy as motherfucker.
That's fucked up how you let your homegirl do me.
Damn. Musty ass bitch.
Damn. You been hurt.
I've been hurt, man. So look, ladies, hit my cash app, $ Sling Johnson.
If you live with your girl and it's her house, and you find out she cheating, before you confront her, just ask yourself, is this worth being homeless over? Is it?
Mm-mm. Some of these niggas need shelter, so
I mean,
they'll take
I'm
that
saying,
shit.
You, she's already providing shelter, and you got the nerve to be trying to catch somebody cheating?
You just
I mean,
gotta
even
take
if
nigga.
You right.
You just got to take that nigga because a little fat bitch, you fucking will stay with her
you
mama. You can't go nowhere.
What if she be like, you right, I did the shit. You got to go. Now you done fucked up your whole housing situation when you could have just kept being stupid.
Do we have kids there?
A lot of them don't.
Oh.
A lot of niggas' kids don't never be
oh,
where they stay.
Niggas be raising other niggas' kids.
They do.
Yeah.
Niggas raise other niggas' kids better than their own kids. I don't know if these niggas is trading kids or what. But what if you meet a girl and she already got some kids and you like them kids more than your kids? Mm. You think that's the case? Won't nobody say this shit? Won't nobody say it?
That's fucked up. Because if you
what if a nigga really just went over there and them kids was loving him like they real daddy? Good night, daddy. We love you.
That's kind of hard.
Forget them ain't your damn kids.
That's kind of hard right there. That's kind of hard. Them kids
look,
are trained good.
I'm not
shit.
Saying this about nobody personally. I'm just saying what if. That's what I have to do as the moderator.
Oh, that's hard, man. What
if, what if them kids was waiting on their stepdaddy? What if the stepkids treated that man as their real daddy and he had a better environment to thrive as a father?
All right, on some real nigga shit, especially if they around the same age, on some real nigga shit, you got to find a way to integrate your kids, nigga. If you don't integrate your kids, nigga, you fraud.
Yeah, dude. That's the right solution. That is the right solution.
Your kids.
Do you know how many niggas have been beat up by their kids? Nigga, 16-year-old son, 6'7", and knocked his ass out.
That's what's fucked up.
And they act like he supposed to just...
That's why I'm telling these niggas, go back. Man, you got to get back with these kids, man. These niggas wearing these man bags and
bruh,
shit,
they
got to
stay
bro.
The
stop,
whole
bro.
Time, bro. Stop leaving them up.
Stop. You knew that bitch was crazy in the first place. Her neck right. was dynamic. You knew
and
her neck was good.
And if you think about it, it's niggas out here who can't even
you
see their kids over some shit like $150, $120, $100. And then there's niggas that old. They know they owe their baby mama a bunch of child support, nigga. And they ain't even trying to put nothing on it, like...
Start
leaving $20 in the mailbox just to show
yeah,
some
just
effort.
Stop. Yeah, exactly. Start
After
doing
about
something.
Eight of them, you'll build up some credit.
Do some real nigga shit with her, and you might, you know what I'm saying, things might change.
Come on, and drop that. It's all the most of the time, it's about that little change, though.
Or some time. Some time.
Both
don't
of
be
really.
So busy. Yeah, don't be so busy. Give me some more water, man. Some
hey, you got it. Don't be so busy.
Don't be so busy that you can't go. You know, fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Some. You know, make your relationship with
right,
them.
Right. Because these kids are the future, whether yeah, you yeah. believe it or not.
And if you don't, they be and going, they grow they up fast. These man bags and shit.
Yeah, they grow up fast as hell.
I'm tired of these niggas with these man bags and all these motherfucking accessories and shit. These niggas be bedazzled and shit. Come on, man.
And you don't think that we living in a time where niggas have way more shit than can fit in some pockets?
Yeah, man, what's wrong, man? Why you niggas can't put your shit in the pocket? If you,
because ain't nobody came out with no swag bag. They ain't shit. Purses is the only option if you're a nigga with a lot of shit. I'm not making an argument either way.
No, nigga, a backpack.
No, that's too easy to target.
Bag.
It's too easy to target.
Oh, man. Okay, if I say it's too easy to target, I understand. That's what I'm saying. I'm at a different point in my life. Too easy to target.
You see how you were just saying you don't fuck with them niggas with them purses and shit?
What's the target? Man, wear the backpack, man. Unless you're doing some illegal shit. And, brother, I implore you not to do no illegal shit. As an older nigga, come on, man. Don't do no. Come on, man. If you ain't got to, don't carry the strap in the backpack. You know what I'm saying? If you in that age, don't put yourself in that position. But don't walk around with no motherfucking MERS, man. You niggas gonna grow up and shit. One day you gonna be the fathers and your kids gonna be like, hey, daddy, can I have a dollar so I can go buy some bullshit? And you gonna say, yeah, just go get it out of my purse. Just like your mama, nigga. God damn, man. Come on, man. Stop.
That's fucked up, man.
Stop, man. You gotta stop doing that, man.
These niggas need their purses, man.
Y'all need to stop doing it. One day you're going to look back at these
don't
pictures.
Don't say y'all. I'm not buying this
not
shit.
Not y'all. But you know, these niggas, some of these niggas is watching, man. You know, and I love you. You know, again, I'm...
And you know the crazy part
about it? I had to tell my own sons
it.
This shit. I had to teach my own son. My son, he was getting tall, wearing them skinny jeans. I had to tell him, no, you can't do it.
Is he skinny?
No, yeah, he's skinny.
Well, that's who the fuck
no,
they
no, but he's tall with big feet. When
bro,
he turns to the side, he's going to look like the letter L.
Skinny jeans are for skinny people. You... That might... Man, I can't agree with you right there.
Man. Okay, it's the difference between skinny jeans and these fucking leotards. Some shit you not supposed to be able to see the denomination of a motherfucking dollar bill in the nigga motherfucking pants pocket. You ain't supposed to see it. Not that shit, nigga. That shit that's when you pull it up. Like, bitch, stop. That, not that. No.
See? Don't you start, that. They going to be on your ass.
I'm just saying, my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
They going to be like, this nigga got them goddamn chasers.
They going to be on my ass because they daddy wasn't in their life.
Wow.
So send their mom a picture.
Why
to
you have to say that? What
I'm
black
just saying, it's the somebody, I believe the children are our future. You need your daddy in your life. Here I come to try to save the day via the 85 South Show. It's the uncomfortable conversation, but son, you can't do that.
Okay, keep playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that bitch behind you.
I love those.
Are the type of women that watch this show.
I love her too, and she knows she ran the nigga off 30 years ago.
That's why she needs to hear it too.
She ran the nigga off 30 years ago.
Right.
I'm trying to talk for the nigga. Now wait, baby. Look, I got to talk
for
the nigga.
When I see you sitting in the living room with them Stacey Adams off.
I'm just saying, that bitch don't like Stacey Adams?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be in there. You need to listen.
Look, this bitch.
That's them kids' mama.
Well, before they was mama, she was bitch.
That's some shit an alcoholic father would say.
That's y'all mom, but that's my bitch. She was my bitch way before she was y'all mom. Fucking right.
She been my bitch longer than
she been your mama. Fucking right. You gotta fuck. That's what's wrong, man. These kids come fuck everything.
Wine drunk behind your stepdad. That's right. That's right, baby. Come on. Let them kids alone. Let's go to bed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Shout out to everybody who grew up with them alcoholics in the house.
Hey, you gotta know it. It build character.
Tell the truth, though. Growing up around alcoholics was some of the funniest shit, bro. I don't know if we grew up in a pandemic or what, but I grew up around a whole bunch of alcoholics, bro. Mm-hmm. They were so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Bro. That's probably why I don't drink that shit now.
Nah, that shit horrified me. I remember I was like 13. I drank some ENJ and A-Ball. We mixed it together.
Damn.
And that shit fucked me up forever. I don't even like the smell of beer to this day. That shit fucked me up.
Damn, Slank.
I can't fuck with no Irken Jerk either. Don't give me none of that shit. That's that Rock Gut smoking shit.
Bro.
If you like 20-something and drink Irken Jerk, nigga, you got a bad life, nigga.
Last time I got drunk, I was in Hawaii. I couldn't find no weed. And I had drunk all this Crown at the strip club. And then I went to the room and laid down. And that motherfucking bed just kept spinning around that room all goddamn night. And then I woke up that morning and that bitch was still spinning around. But I was woke now and I was looking like, oh, shit, I'm still fucked up. I couldn't even sleep at all. I was like, if I could make it to the bathroom and make it back, I'm straight. But as soon as I stood up, I was like, fuck, I'm all the way fucked up again. Got up too fast. It was the worst experience. I don't fuck with that shit no more.
That's why you just smoke weed, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand.
I think he got a ringtone. I think he must have just got out of jail.
Who that?
His phone got a ringtone. And play a song.
Who that?
Man, play me some Pimpin', man. We got to get ready to wrap this shit up.
Play some Pimpin', man. Play some Too Short, man. We over here, man.
Man, I got you another joint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I told you I can't smoke no more right now. I'm about to say this, but I'm going to wake up in the morning like, man, this nigga Carlos cool as fuck. I'm saying I'm high, man. I've been teetering all night. I hope they edit that shit right, because they're going to be like, is that nigga Slink on coke?
You high?
I've been teetering, man. That's some bomb-ass weed right there, man. That shit got me feeling real,
Have some water, man.
I've been drinking some of that water. It's nice to stay hydrated, because you know what I'm saying? That's what niggas need, a little hydration and shit to help out. You know what I'm talking about? Keep your skin looking right. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like 61 years old right now.
Who?
Me.
61?
I just turned like 61.
You did?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
That's right.
This nigga is not 61, bro. The fuck is wrong?
I did
maybe
a lot.
He might be.
I'm just saying, I did a lot in my motherfucking life.
He might be. I don't fucking know.
I'm just saying, man. You
61?
Yeah, man.
Nigga, get your ass out of here, man. Nigga, 61.
I'm just saying.
You 61 or 6'1"?
I'm 61 years old, man.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. You done said a lot of bullshit tonight, but I don't believe it.
I just make it look good. You know what I'm talking about?
There ain't no fucking way, bro.
You ain't got to believe it, you know? You ain't gotta believe it.
Nigga, how the fuck old am I? At what point did we record this? When you get 61, nigga?
Man, I'm 61 years old, man.
You remember that shit?
Yeah, I've been putting it down for a long time.
Nigga, you was putting it down on the first day if you 61.
I'm just trying to tell you. Putting it down right after freedom,
nigga.
I'm
trying to celebrate my age, celebrate for the seniors. It's about time, you know what I'm saying? Wear my little station and shit.
Bro, stop bullshitting so much,
bro. I go to Waffle House and get the senior citizen deal and shit.
That's why you doing that. It's 61.
Yeah.
Ain't no way you up at this hour if you 61. How you still woke?
Because I had went to sleep at 5. I took a nap from 5 to 7, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? You just gotta be young and vivacious and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling that 2 Chainz song. You know what I'm saying?
Why you rubbing on your leg?
You gotta keep your circulation going when you get my age. You gotta keep your circulation going when you get my age. You know what I'm talking about? Keep my little circulation going. I'm like 2 Chainz, you know? Old enough to be your daddy, young enough to fuck your mama. You know what I'm talking about?
I heard
come in
that.
And slide in and see how niggas' mama's doing, a little bucket of chicken or something. You know what I'm saying?
Just
you
know be posted up, him and another nigga just in that bitch.
Come through with a few bags of hot Cheetos for you. You know, you be happy and shit because you ain't seen your daddy. You be happy I come through with the new little game and shit. I got the little PS5 I bought from the Mexican and shit. You be happy.
You got a plug on him?
Yeah. The Mexican, you know. Why?
Don't expose the plug, bro.
Nah, that name is fictitious.
I
never expose the plug. Nigga ain't even really Mexican and shit. I really buy it from Best Buy because I'm a nice nigga.
But they Mexican dude work there, though.
You know what I'm saying? I just make it sound good. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm in the trap. You know what I'm talking about? I got the collar shirt on. I don't live my life as such.
Hey, bro, you listen to Marvin Gaye?
Hell yeah. Trouble Man, one of my favorite joints right now. Remember, I was going through it with Irene at that time. That had me going bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Talk about it. You on the couch.
Irene was good. She made a good pot of gumbo. She came from Shreveport.
Right.
She came from Shreveport, little green-eyed thing. Real good to me. You know what I'm talking about? I thought she put a spell on me. Real good to me.
What ended up happening with her?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I lost my job at the mill. You know what I'm saying? And she ended up messing with this light-skinned boy named Malcolm down the street. You know what I'm talking about? Malcolm had a brand new car.
What kind of car was it?
A little Pontiac. I told her I'd get a car one day.
It was fresh?
It was fresh. It was fresh. Nice, nice. I never hated on it. I told him it was a nice car.
Right.
That's a nice car. You know?
You told that to the nigga that stole your girl?
She wasn't never my girl in the first place because she went over to him.
Right. So that's when things changed.
That's when things changed. You know what I'm talking about?
Game got cold.
Game got cold. Ice cold, baby. Ice cold. That's before the Stacys came in my life. That's when I was just
I'm going to tell you when my game got ice cold.
Tell me when.
Bro, I came to the basketball game one night, and I was walking up, and then I saw my girl. She had this big-ass coat on. And I was like, damn, that coat big as hell. But I couldn't see the other side. So I'm sitting there watching the game. And then I looked up. We was in high school and shit. And I looked up and I saw the nigga playing. His name was on the jacket. I just got up and went and sat on the other side.
Oh, he took your bitch.
Bro, that's some shit you learn in ninth grade, though. Like, I was warming the pussy up. Because I couldn't get it. I wasn't driving after this game. His nigga, he got a whole beard and a Jeep and everything. He supposed to be getting some.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
I just got to high school. I ain't paid no dues.
That's cold.
I'm getting picked up right after this. I'm at that phase of the game. You know, 15, oh, yeah. Probably the worst age ever because you like old enough to drive, but you ain't old enough to legally drive. Yeah. Like when you 15 and you know how to drive, you're like, fuck this whole year. I ain't going to do shit. I'm just going to sleep until I'm old enough to get my license. Because all the pussy just be like mobile. And you just walking and getting dropped off and picked up.
That's fucked up, man. You know
that's
what I'm
when
saying?
You don't really get no pussy until you get a car.
Nah, you don't.
Everything you get up to that point is you coochie.
Unless you got curly hair like the nigga Damon down the street. I remember I was 10 years old, man. The girl Shatira, man, she's a little light skinned.
Wait, this
thing.
Story, you can't legally even tell this story no more. It's 2021. Bro, you know they will cancel
this
whole shit.
Oh, yeah, that was 19.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that to myself.
That's what I'm saying. They'll bring that shit up. Latera probably is the.
She was a cold piece, though.
She probably is a businesswoman now. She don't want you telling nothing you did behind your auntie house.
Girl, I'm going to tell you, if you look at this, you made a cold player, baby.
Somebody gonna find that shit and be like, Auntie, look
Latrice, this man with these church shoes on.
Sometimes you gotta wear the little church shoes though, you know what I'm saying? It's just sometimes it's cool because you gotta put the little tap on it, you know what I'm saying, in the trap. Bring some little, you know, bring some good elder statesmanly man. Game in the trap, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I say. I fuck with you for wearing them because it just made everything you say so much more believable.
Man, you gotta understand, you know what I'm talking about? I've been around for a minute, man. I've been around many moons, you know what I'm talking about? And I've been doing this shit, man.
What was this shit like 61 years ago?
Man, this shit was groovy, man. It was outstanding. It was way more real because we ain't had the social media to compete with, man. You had to see a nigga to see what it's about.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? You couldn't just stunt like that. You had to see a nigga to see what it's
about.
Don't
act like social media ain't the shit.
Social media is the shit, true. But it's the shit.
It's
outstanding because you little bitch with this silhouette challenge. You know what I'm talking about?
Bruh.
I'm just saying, though, this shit is the shit, though, man. But y'all motherfuckers be using it wrong, man. Motherfuckers quit telling on yourselves and shit, man. Stop doing that shit, man. It's enough cameras at 7-Eleven and on street corners, man. You ain't got to report your own crimes and shit, man. You got that shit. Have that shit, man. God damn.
I don't know why the fuck these niggas go do some illegal ass shit and get right online and talk about it. It's just why? Like, hey, look at me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to tell you, daddy ain't never tell you you dickhead, man.
Wow.
I just want to come through and just, I love you. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be hated. I want to be loved for the motherfucker. I'm 85% of myself. Book.
Your dad ain't never told you, but you a dickhead.
You a dickhead, my nigga. You need some real motherfucking love and guidance. This was wrong with some of you niggas, man. Your mama's done pussified your ass
wow.
and shit, man.
Don't say that.
You niggas don't know how to change tires or nothing.
Gonna
nigga.
Hurt
you
these niggas' feelings.
Shit, my nigga.
Niggas don't even get dirty no more.
Niggas don't get dirty. Everything automated and shit, man. If you ain't got to get dirty. You can be clean. You can be a clean nigga, but if you ain't willing to get dirty for the right shit, nigga, use a bitch.
That's what I'm saying. These niggas ain't even ready to get metaphorically dirty.
No,
hypothetically.
Not at all.
See, that's why niggas don't be having shit. Because niggas don't want to do what niggas done to do what niggas do.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
Niggas want you to feed them and give them shit all the time.
Y'all niggas got to stop doing
that's
that
a lot
shit,
of
man.
Hungry niggas out here. We all hungry, B. We all hungry. I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
See?
How you think I stay on my grind? Because I stay so fucking hungry.
And you hear how this nigga
I'm
talking?
I'm so fucking hungry.
You hear how this nigga
I'm
talking?
I'm a fucking beast. Do you understand me?
If you had a nigga in your life and put a bucket of chicken on the table sometimes, you wouldn't talk like that.
Listen. I did it all. I don't give a fuck. I made French fries late at night. I made burgers. I did shit people didn't want to do. I took the fucking chances delivering pizzas to all over the neighborhoods. I fucking did that. I drove those fucking trucks. You don't know about that fucking shit.
See, now that's...
I went to that fucking fire academy, huh? Who fucking did that? I was going to risk my life for you cocksuckers. Can you imagine that dying for these ungrateful motherfuckers?
See,
not that, me, baby. Uh-uh.
That's what some of your daddy should have told you, motherfucker.
Hey. I can't save your life. Mother had a motherfucker. Understand that.
That
I can do this shit all weekend.
I'm saying, nigga, y'all niggas, man. I'm gonna come
school.
Hey,
when you speak
niggas.
On the moolies, it really makes me mad. The fucking
Oh yeah, the fucking moolies, man.
Fucking moolies.
I know a few of them.
I know a lot of them.
I know
a lot of bad motherfuckers that do good sometime and think that we're going to forget that they bad motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to remind a nigga, man.
I don't. I don't want to be that person. I stay away from as many people as I possibly can mm-hmm. out of love. Because I love the fuck out of a lot of people, but I don't need to see you all the time.
But you know, you remind a motherfucker about doing the best you can. You got to always shine on a motherfucker. Y'all not shine, not necessarily you out to stunt on a nigga, but you do the absolute best you can to be the absolute best
right.
you are, be the absolute best you. And whoever hates you is going to see that, and they going to fucking wither in that motherfucking presence of that shit.
I tell a lot of people like you, the nigga. Indians told the pilgrims, though, man. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a Native American trying to trick them white people into leaving.
Absence and inaccessibility.
Yeah. Sometimes it's best to just get away.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, a motherfucker, you gotta leave in order for people to miss you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's why some of you niggas be hanging out in the hood too much. Look here, man, get you some money.
I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, you do not get no credit for being in the hood.
No, you don't, man. Get you some money and nigga, come on, when you get some money, man, do some right things with it,
get
man.
Get you some Stacey Adams.
You can get you some Stacey's. You can love that shit to death, man, but you know.
I'm going to wear some Stacey Adams on the episode.
You better, motherfucker.
Because I got some. I got a new pair put up. I just didn't know at what point in my life I'd be ready.
Get you some of these right here, my nigga. Get you some of these right here, my nigga.
And then let me see. Let me check this. Old nigga rules, too. You can wear them bitches literally with anything, right? It don't matter what the fuck else you got on. You can wear Nike Tech sweats just like these and them fucking Stacey Adams. Go right with it.
You know what I'm talking about? Look at your mama. Look at these. Now look at your mama. Look at these. Now look at your mama.
Had I known that's what we were doing tonight, I'd be on some whole nother other shit. I had the same outfit on with some motherfucking Charlie Chaplin's on.
Nigga, you better know it, nigga, in the trap.
Round-toed Oxfords.
Ain't nobody came in the trap with no stations on?
No, you the first one.
Nigga, you better fucking know it, nigga. Take this picture, bitch. You see them motherfuckers? Can you get a zoom right here? Send that to a nigga mama for Valentine's Day.
You stay on a nigga mama.
I'm gonna come on, cuz
you gonna
man.
Get it, widow. I'm telling you, these 85%ers go hard. It's a whole lot of mamas and shit
I'm
out
sure
there.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, and I know they lonely.
They not though.
They are, man.
They cheaters. They happy with the nigga they got.
Yeah, these
they
are some
just need to plan a weekend and getaway.
Well, to get away with a nigga sometimes, I might offer some guidance, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that little side shit be keeping the motherfucking relationship steady and balanced. Sometimes.
First of all, when have you ever known hoes to listen? You could be saying the best shit in the world. They just have selective hearing.
I'm just going to scream it from the mountaintop because I feel like these hoes, you know what I'm saying? These hoes aspire to do better, man, and I just want to make the world better, you know what I'm saying, by telling these hoes, act right.
I've been doing some extensive research, and I found out, you know, just by my studies, the average hoe can only hear key words. So it don't matter what you're saying, and she only going to hear certain little pieces, income, money. I live by myself. She just really can hear all the things that you can do for her.
You right. You're
it ain't got shit to do with what you're saying, but it's all about your verbiage.
Well, I'm going
to
drill it into their head, man. Cause I'm kinda, sometimes I'm like a real nigga drill sergeant, bitch. You need to know. You know what I'm saying? You out of line. You know what I'm saying? You need to go in there and do something right with your
life. I appreciate how you, you know, you never gave up on them.
No,
I'm the type of motherfucker who is like, I'm not trying to change no direction that a hoe going in life. But I don't, you know, I don't even want to be a stop on her journey no more. I try to give them the best guidance. I'm like, I see where you headed, and don't let me hinder you.
Because
the whole aspirations that you have, there's no way you should be at my gas station of love. You should be running full steam, baby. You are a phoenix.
Absolutely. And then they come back to reality, and they need that bucket of chicken.
Hey, you ever seen a hoe go on a good run?
Oh man, they going on some great ones. These bitches is going on some great runs. Like right now, these transformer hoes, they turning into all types of shit, man. No, they going on great hard. No, but bitch, I hope you bitches keeping your money up.
No.
These bitches, you better get your money up because that shit ain't gonna be the same in 50, bitch. I hope. Them injections, you got to keep them up every 3 years, bitch. You better get that
Why
shit.
Why you got to talk about the Build-A-Bears?
Because it's the elephant in the room. These bitches out here shaped like motherfucking fucked up wine goblets and shit,
oh
man.
Oh, God.
Some of that shit
looks so painful.
This shit ain't cool, bitch. You're going to be 50 one day, bitch, and that shit is not going to be cool.
Ooh.
You better have your money up because your body ain't going to match that shit.
I'm scared to see what's going to happen.
I'm scared, too.
Because ain't going to be no Social Security, no Medicare when we get old as fuck. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? The ass is just going to fall off one day.
Mm-mm.
Smooth. I'm talking about smooth. Smooth. Mm-mm. It ain't going to require no kind of medical attention. It's just going to fall.
It's going to be plenty
smooth
of.
Ass. Smoothness.
This bitch's ass is gonna fall down down the back of their legs.
They're gonna have ankles. They have ass all on their ankle.
Full of ass. Walking around with ass right. Ass ankles.
Ankles got ass like a motherfucker.
Bitch have pancake backs. That shit ain't gonna be cool if it don't.
And they
explode.
Gonna have a whole documentary, a whole show about this shit on TLC. Dr. Ankle Ass.
Stop doing that to yourself. Richard.
All she do is get the fucking ass pieces at your feet.
I keep telling you, bitch, your natural features is the best. Stop doing that shit to yourself.
What if the fake titties just permanently? Like, what if fake titties start sagging like real ones? Like, they just sagging in the body. Like, you just, it's like navel, two titties right there.
That looks
and they just won't move.
Like a bitch got two softballs in her belly just walking around and shit. Nasty as fuck, man. Just little flaps and shit of meat.
I've been concerned about this shit. And then, you know, they got new titties and shit that come out every year. So, like, if you got some titties 5 years ago, they kind of like,
you
got to
keep them motherfuckers up. You got to update them titties. And I hope you still got the same job, bitch.
They got some smooth ass shit where they just like go. They go all kind of ways to get in them titties now.
It don't matter. Stop doing that, ladies, because niggas going to still suck them.
That's what I've been saying. We need variety. This doctor who doing these asses and shit, they putting the same ass on everybody. And you not built for that kind of ass.
You not. And
but what they be like, well, I just want to do it for me. We'll do it for you. Buy the ass that you think you deserve.
And that shit is not cool, bitch. That shit is not cool. It don't look right.
Okay.
It don't look right on you. You got to accept your.
When the niggas start getting dick surgery? You think niggas buy big rims? Nigga can't wait to fucking shit. Yeah, I just put 30 inches in a bitch. I fucked the bitch eyeball out. Hit my OnlyFans.
Y'all, that's some cold
Mr.
shit.
Mr. Underscore 30 inches in a bitch.
They ain't got that shit already.
What is it called? 30 inches in a bitch.
They ain't got that
bro,
shit already.
Bro, what you saying? What? 30 inches. All right, my bad. I went crazy with that.
They ain't got that shit, man.
I just put
all
30
that shit
inches.
Up. Stop doing that shit, man. I keep telling
everybody
you.
Everybody going to have surgery here in a minute.
You niggas going to have pus coming out your dickhead. That shit is nasty as fuck. You bitches.
That's going to last for 3 to 6 weeks. But after that. 30 inches on they're going to have all kind of little rehab houses and shit. They're going to have a lady come out and rub all 30 inches of your shit. You hit it so fast. You'll be 30 inches in a bitch in no time. They got a nice one.
So that's how I do it. Just grab the sides and you can kind of go up and then come back down.
That's 3 to 6 weeks.
Man. 30 inches. Right.
How would you transport 30 inches of dick? Would you curl it up or would you wrap it around your leg?
Nope.
Would you wrap it
in a little
ball?
I have a sling like with a skateboard wheel on it. This how I do it. And I have most of it in a bucket. It's going to be gonna be like a mop bucket. Just dick all in it.
30 inches on them. See, feel me. I think I wrap that shit around my head and turn it and shit. I still want to be hands free.
I'll keep my shit tucked in an American flag.
You be dickhead for real.
30 inches.
Could you imagine 30 inches of dick?
Nah, I ain't gonna never be able to think of no stupid shit like that. But it's coming.
Hey, I'm close, man. I'm like 26. I'm just
kidding.
I'm just clowning. I'm just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? She was like, what?
Hey, man, bro, on some real shit, ever since all these allegations and shit been happening, niggas don't even do dick jokes no more. That shit is on a
that
whole nother
sucks,
level.
That shit sucks, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit sucks ass, you know? That shit sucks, man. There's some horrible shit going on, and, man, need to stop, man. Well, let the comics be comics, though.
Hey, man.
You motherfuckers keep your hands yourself. That's why I say I want to come talk to some of you niggas, because you niggas need to know to keep your fucking hands to yourself and respect these women for who the fuck they are.
You saw that shit? That shit that happened in New York or some shit?
There's so much shit happening. I don't even watch TV too much.
Me either.
So much
it's just
happening.
Been so much badass it's, news.
You know, and the social media fucked me up because I realized this. We so desensitized to death because we got to deal with death in our own lives. But we look at social media now. We know everybody we follow on social media. So it'd be like, shit, when they post somebody that died, shit, we feel that too. You know what I'm saying? So you seeing that 4, 5, 12 times a motherfucking week, you desensitized to that shit, man. And niggas just tired of that shit, man.
Damn.
I stay away from the TV, all that shit, man. I'll be on Instagram, though. I'll be looking at the silhouette challenge, though. You say,
you like that shit?
That shit, it be all right sometimes. Shit. I'll be trying to see if I see nipple, though. You bitches don't really be naked. Get naked.
Nipples going extinct. Don't nobody have pointy nipples no more.
The nipple is a rare. Nipple ain't respected as it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? They come in so many varieties and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like the receptacle of love. You know what I'm talking about? You put your mouth on it, you communicating with her. You know what I'm saying? You're explaining to her, you know what I'm saying, expressing to her your love in a rhythmic pattern when you sucking that titty. You know what I'm saying? You sucking that titty. Everybody suck different, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you communicate, and she understands. That's what you say. Okay, baby, I'm going to cook that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? She know just what's going on when you sucking that titty. You know what I'm saying?
Unspoken language. It's just to hear you speak on that ministry right there.
You know what I'm saying? That titty.
That's the work that I've been doing from state to state and coast to coast. Nobody loves titties more than Los.
You've been doing a great job.
And I know once. Then I've been trying to express to these young men, if you sucking her titty and she hold your head as such, mm-hmm. as she's cradling.
Right, that's nurturing. That's nurturing. Love. That's how you know she got, you got a good one right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got a good one right there. So, you know, you got to understand certain things you do.
Certain things you could do.
Yeah, man.
You got to suck each titty equally.
Equally. And if you don't lick around the nipple. You got to lick
titties, like you said, titties got to be warmed up, too. They had a long day.
It's like Braille, too.
And they had a lot of false alarms. Titties be hard. Nipples be hard about 3, 4, 7 times a day.
Especially in this.
They don't know if it's the real thing or not. Titties, what happened? Somebody in here? Who's cold? What happened? What?
They just waiting for
you. We got to come. Who's that? Who's this man? Yeah.
They just waiting for that mouth to dock on that titty. You know, that mouth dock like a phone charger on that titty. You know what I'm saying? Because we liking that motherfucker, that shit dies.
Yeah,
because
a hard nipple will bring out so much unprofessionalism. Because mm-hmm. you never know how to take that. Mm-hmm. It used to be a sign of flirting. Now it's like.
And when you a G, you know, a lot of times niggas see them pointed, niggas see them nipples like this. When you a real G, them nipples be like this. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
You know, that's why they're going down. You know, they're young, the motherfucker's sagging. You know what I'm saying? They're going down a little bit, pointing towards gravity, and that's how you know she a down bitch. I like that.
That's real inconsistent, because sometimes women be in a hurry and they have to tuck them titties different, so the nipple might be.
I think in the course of the day, you know, they've been a shift of them, you know what I'm saying? It depends on when you see her, at what point I agree. Right. But I think in the course of the day, you know, the titties have to be cradled perfectly. So
I think women don't understand
she
like the leniency that we give a titty. Like, titty got a whole lot of playroom.
Titty is so undervalued and unappreciated.
Titty like cable. Like, they don't understand how many channels we'll actually watch.
You go in there and you just see it and you just like, okay, whatever. You just flip your, fuck it, I want to watch the game. Nigga, you got cable right there. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to appreciate and value that, man. The titties is, look, we love them titties. You know
all
what I'm
of
saying?
Them.
Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Big
you,
ones, small ones.
You're a real nigga, you lick
some
under the titty.
Some as big as your
when
head.
She got some hang, you push the titty up and you lick under
the salty
titty.
Right there?
Yes, you lick the little salt. That's real nigga shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
That's it. That you got to lick
under
titty.
That muffler.
Yes, yes.
That's how you under. Get to our heart.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes. You talking, you right there to it. You know what I'm saying? You can hear that motherfucker beat like, yes, bitch, I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You lick under. If you sometimes ain't really got
I get,
no
sometimes time, I like to get under the titty, like I'm working on it.
Oh, yeah.
I put the whole titty in my face.
When that motherfucker put up your face like this and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's there. Oh, yeah.
But
I'd
be
like
up
that.
Under that bitch like a mechanic. Like, like I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's what I say, man.
I ain't mean to tell y'all that because I know a lot of
and
y'all young niggas ain't been under a titty
and when
before.
You say up under, when you say up under, that sounds like to me a lady of a substantial size to be up under. Because if
it's
you
the,
up under.
It's more about the size of the titty.
If you up under, that too. But I just want to speak on, you know, some the, on the
big
BBW.
Ass titty first.
Yeah, you start out with a big ass titty more oftenly found on the BBW. Because, you know, when you got a little bit, you ain't up under her. She on top of you. She like a little bitty shawl or something. You know what I'm saying? She like a motherfucking towel or throw rug or something. You ain't under that. She on top of you.
Right.
You got a big bitch, you know what I'm saying? A big body. You know what I'm talking about? You get up under that. You ain't got up under a big body. You know what I'm talking about? You young niggas don't understand. You know what I'm talking about?
And that's what people been yelling out for years, man. Whatever size they are, we still want to see them.
I want to see them all, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand. You appreciate it, baby. You ain't got to do that to yourself. All that motherfucking build a body and shit. Stop
Mm-mm.
doing that.
Mm-mm.
We take them pancakes. I appreciate them flat cheeks.
Mm.
Them flat cheeks make me value that bubble differently. Sometimes you look at that bubble and be like, oh, you get tired of that bubble. Like, damn, where's... you know, where's the flat cakes? Sometimes it be like that.
Hey, amen.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate it that, like, this whole image has made so many insecurities in our community. Everybody don't need everything.
Look here, I promise, ladies, if all y'all went on strike and didn't get your hair and nails done, niggas still won't fuck. We still gonna fuck.
Because we know that pussy when the hair ain't done,
hit way different. Oh, it's good.
What's your name? Yeah, dude,
you be feeling good and shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Good. That's
you throw that pussy and shit because you humbled. You down to earth and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You reminded that we all equal. Sometimes you feel better than that bitch Keisha down the street. You know what I'm saying? Because she got the 94 Jetta and you got the new shit, bitch, but you ain't shit.
Nah, you know, every time I get something and I ain't done, I be like, yep, this is what my granddad and them were doing.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what you
get to see. Essence of
you get to the essence, because if you ain't going to see that all the time, yes, nice to meet you at your best, you got it, but bitch, I'm talking about where it get better from there. That's why I say the stupidest shit, because, bitch, if you still like me, if I say the stupid shit, I like you. Because it gets better from there. Yeah. Where does it get better for you? If I meet you in the club and you got your best on and you popping and this and that, this and that, what happens when I need you on April 13th?
You ever had some African in? Pussy and be like, see, if they would have left us alone, I would have been getting this the whole time.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm still trying to find a bitch. You know, hey, bitch. SG, hit me up.
I love how you just know she watched it.
Y'all know the bitch because you know she 85%. She got to be, man.
Hey! Those are some of my favorite people.
She got to be. SG, hit me up. You know, she's your boy, man. You know what I'm talking about? I got 4 more kids now.
Well, there you have it.
I'll just be clowning and talking shit, man. You
that's
know,
all, we, here, that's man, all we ever do over here, man. Because this podcast right here is for niggas who order food and forget that they ordered the shit and leave it outside.
Oh, that's like that at my spot right there. The motherfucking Postmates just leave it right there. That's how we gonna eat tonight, nigga. They just leave it right there in the lobby like, niggas ain't gonna take that food. I'm gonna eat that shit.
That's how you get down?
I don't give a fuck, y'all.
Damn,
bro. I'm going, nigga, you slipping, nigga, because I know when it, I order man. Mine, I'll be out there 5 minutes early like, John.
Bro, you 61. You ain't quick as you used to be, man.
I just look like that. You know
too
what I'm
obvious,
saying? I'm deceptively
bro.
Fast.
You too obvious. They're going to be like,
that's
who
why
took your food?
They
nigga,
don't think
blue ass
that,
had
that's why. Look here. Look here. Let me see Stace. Come here, Shady. Look here. When the police come, they're going to say, when they base it on assumption. When they base it on the assumption, who took the food? Thank you, bro. When they base it on assumption, who took the food? Huh?
No, man.
Look, who took it?
Hey, you took the food with those stations on.
No, officer, I have license and insurance.
I got to take the food with you.
Ask him if he got a license.
That's your son.
Nah, that's my partner, man. That's my partner in crime right there, Shady Chris. He janky as a motherfucker. He probably fucked some of these niggas' mama, too. This nigga's a cold nigga. He told me a story about how he fucked. How old was she, 61? You was 17?
Yeah, I was 24.
Oh, you a janky-ass nigga. I swear to God. 24. You probably still wrong with that nigga right now, huh?
His this partner. Nigga said he was 24.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
He fucked a lady that was 62.
Sometimes you got to know, man. You don't be thinking of older women in that realm and shit, man. And niggas be calling me, niggas tell me all the time, Slink, you the youngest old nigga I know. And I mean, like, I'm with that, you know what I'm saying?
But you 61.
I know these niggas' mamas, though.
You 61?
I know these niggas, I'm 61, and I know these niggas, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, before she was your mama and shit, all wholesome and shit, baking brownies and shit, dropping you off at practice and caring about you and shit, she was a sloppy little bitch. I know her.
How you figure that?
I know these niggas' mamas, man.
How you do the math on that?
I know these niggas' mamas, man.
But they be changing.
I know these niggas' mamas. You know what I'm saying? Lil' Kyle.
Bruh, you gonna say his name?
Slink, what the fuck is you on right now, bro?
I don't give a fuck, man. I just want to, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, don't do that nigga like that, bro.
I just want niggas to know, man. You know?
Because it might be the wrong Lil' Kyle, bro. That nigga ain't never gonna look at his mama the same.
I'm just saying, my nigga.
You gonna
humble
interrupt.
Yourself, too. You gotta know the way you treat these women. I'm just trying to tell you, you know?
Who?
Your mama was thoughtly out here, you know what I'm saying? She was real thoughtly out here, real friendly with that trim, you know what I'm talking about? real forthcoming with that trim out here. Blowing niggas down at the Burger King parking lot and shit, 94 and shit, Tupac banging and shit. Got my hand on the top of the Suburban getting knocked down and shit. That's your mama, nigga.
Bruh.
That's your mama, nigga.
You
blowing said, niggas down.
You said she was forthcoming with?
She was forthcoming with that top. Bitch told me, nigga, bitch, I don't believe you. I got some bomb ass. Bitch, show me. Okay. Dumbass bitch. Thank you. And it wasn't even a bomb. That shit was just okay. I'm telling you niggas, humble yourself, because you know...
He the been way doing this shit for 61 years.
The way y'all be exposing these women and shit, and the women you be exposing yourself, stop doing that, because we all got past them. I'm just here to tell you one day you're going to be older and you're going to feel different about some shit. You're going to be like, damn. You know what I'm talking about? So just stop doing that shit, or at least stop doing it on camera, because, you know, niggas know your mama. Niggas know your mamas, man. I don't give a fuck, man.
So you saying all the niggas who online acting a motherfucking fool, it's a whole bunch of niggas who used to fuck their mama like.
Niggas.
Boy, I knew that boy wasn't going to be shit.
Niggas, man. Your mama was out here, man. I'm just trying to say. She cool. She what, 42 now?
Tell them what year they would have to be born in and to let them know their mama was really out here.
Ooh, you know, I'll be honest with you. Your mama had to be like really like 87 to like...
Them high years?
Like really the hot years was the early 90s. Like Pac, yeah, when Pac came along, that shit was bumping and shit. A lot.
So if you was born in, say, 93, 94.
Oh, yes. Oh,
definitely nice. 95, though.
Oh. Your mama, hey, nigga, your niggas' mama's got double-jointed necks and jawbones like boa constrictors, nigga. This out here just, businesses out here just necking niggas down. You know what I'm saying? Niggas' mamas and shit. Relax. Stop talking about old niggas like, because, you know, niggas know your mamas and shit, man. I'm just saying. Your aunties and shit, niggas know them at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
So if a nigga was born in 98.
Nah, shit. Your mama was a no limit soldier. She was getting knocked out and shit, this motherfucking lack by D-Boy. She only married Earl because he had a job at the longshoreman. This bitch, she knew he was going to do something with his life, nigga. She knew it wasn't no future with niggas like me. Come on, man, stop.
Oh, man.
Knocking your mama down. She know. She'll act like, who's Slink Johnson? Now, bitch, that bitch know who Lamar Davis is.
Wow.
Knock, knock, nigga. That's how we come to niggas' house. Knock, knock. Ooh, that's a nice ass. Ooh, that 85 South Show got some nice shit. This ain't that motherfucking IKEA shit. This is wood.
Now, this is handmade by African-American, man.
That's nice. Well, salute to them. That's some nice-ass shit, 85 South Show. That's the kind of shit that real niggas buy for your mama that stay in your house forever so that the nigga she with remember, because she can't throw it away because it's too nice. So that nigga got to look at it all the time. Damn, that nigga bought that shit. Yeah, my feet used to be on that motherfucker. Yo mama. I hit your mom on the, ooh, with the light too. I hit your mom on, that's when niggas had water beds and shit. Niggas knock your mom in the water bed. You know what I'm talking about? Before she had that slut gut and the little motherfucker. And that little light whiskers around her mustache. Nigga know your mom and shit. Hey, nigga bro. Know your mama when she had all her, before your daddy stressed her out. Nigga probably was fucking your mama till like 04.
Bruh.
I know. I'm just trying to tell these niggas, man. Nigga probably was knocking your mama down to 04. You know what I'm saying?
04.
Bumping her to shit, yep.
So if they was born in 05.
It was some of my hot years. The schedule was busy around that time.
Damn, Slink. You fucked them up with that one.
I'm just saying, though, you know, niggas, y'all got to relax. I be trying to be cool with niggas, but you know what I'm saying? Niggas will fuck your mama, you know what I'm saying? They're still at it, you know what I'm saying? She's still on nigga Instagram and shit.
Boy, that should be a reality TV show. Nigga go on there with his mama. Bring out all the old. That's fucked up.
She know all the scriptures now. She know all the scriptures now. She know all the scriptures now, but that bitch, she's a thuggish, ruggish bone. That bitch knew all... That bitch knew all them words, word for word.
Reverend Busy Bone Part.
Especially Busy Bone Part, getting knocked down with the little ponytail to the side. Yeah, some of you niggas' mamas got... Some of you niggas' mama know a few of the homies and shit. I'm just saying, though. I'm cool with these niggas, man. Nigga, watch how you talk to a nigga. That's all I be saying. You know, I be laughing with you niggas, but, you know, watch how you be talking to a nigga, because a nigga might know your mama. Y'all, I mean, Los, I don't, you know, I'm pretty sure you know some niggas' mamas. You might not want to talk about, but
I don't know nobody's mama.
Some of you niggas.
I do know your mama. I went to high school with your mama. She was pregnant in fourth period.
All right, well, I tell you what, you remember 2020 was a pandemic and your mama lost her job, but you got that PS5. I'm just saying, it's kind of tight around the house. She stayed with the good cereal, the Kellogg's, not that shit in the bag. You know what I'm saying? She had the good shit. You know what I'm saying? Nice little shit. You know what I'm talking about? You know how sometimes you come home from school and shit, mom's in a good mood.
In the box.
Man, that shit is right there for you. You don't ask no questions. You just play. But you just disrespect old Mr. Earl. You don't be generous to him at all. You know what I'm saying? You just call him an old coot. What's up, Chad? You just call Mr. Earl an old coot.
Chad ain't never had to go through that.
Mr. Earl done fucked your mama.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. He was instrumental in the shaping of your mama's character. And he's still here for you in the form of PlayStations and buckets of chicken. You like that?
That's the formula.
Yeah, that's the formula. Sometimes, you know, you niggas need it. I'm just trying to get a return on my investment because you niggas is going off to the league and all of a sudden your daddy's
any
come
your
back and shit.
Any of your former stepkids ever went to the league? I see it in your eyes. You talk about it. What round?
First? I spent so much time with that nigga. He went second, man, but I spent so much time with that dude.
Working in the driveway. Mm.
I ain't really go to the gym none with him, but I play video game with him a lot, man. He knew me.
That's essential to build a character,
essential.
Too.
He knew. I taught him how to talk shit. He one of the best shit talkers in the league. You figure it out for yourself. Little tall, little head-ass nigga. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, nigga.
That's why I feel this shit was directed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when your mama came through and your daddy went to jail, you know what I'm talking about? She didn't know where the money was at. She didn't know how to pay for it. I'm just saying, my nigga. Humble thyself. Cynthia ain't a good but bitch, I know. I'm saying these niggas, man. Just be trying to, you know, I want to do better for the world. I be trying to help these young black men. You know what I'm saying? Stand for something or fall for anything. And you know, you can't fall on your purse, man, because you're still going to bust your ass, man. Stop doing that, you know? What are these niggas' mama? My mic fell. It's out.
Damn.
We got to go anyway. I'm sorry, but I'm just having a good time. It's cool. Go ahead. I mean, Lowe's, man, I'm just saying, all these niggas, you know what I'm saying? Just think about that nigga in your life, man, you know what I'm saying? The unsung heroes. You know what I'm talking about? Eric, that dropped you off at practice and shit when your mama couldn't make it on his way to the hood.
Calvin. Steve.
Ooh. Steve disregarded his own kids to fuck with you.
Gerald.
Oh, man, come on, man. Let's not talk about Gerald, man. It's too close to home, man.
Willie.
Oh, Willie, man. Willie bought a whole motherfucking system, man. Video game system, everything, man, for both them little niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Never missed a birthday.
Never missed a birthday because he didn't like the niggas that argue because the formula is you keep the kids happy because when I come over, nigga, it's cool. What you want here? Go ahead. Because I'm finna play with your mama.
Charles.
Oh, Charles. Charles, man, Charles paid for the mom. Charles paid for your mama car note for like the first 3 years. He paid your mama car note like the how you figured you got them braces, nigga? Charles.
Melvin.
Melvin? Oh man, Melvin. Melvin the nigga that got your mama that job. If it wasn't for Melvin, you wouldn't even, your mama wouldn't even be down there at the motherfucking firm.
Glenn.
Oh, don't even talk about Glenn. Don't even talk about Glenn. Glenn was a solid nigga. Yeah, he drank a little bit too much. But he stayed fucking with your mama, like, making sure you was right, nigga. Nigga, what 12-year-old nigga had a Jordan number, 12s, 13s, 14s, all in rotation at once?
Fred.
Oh, man, Fred was so motherfucking nice. Fred went to church. Fred didn't even want to fuck your mama. He just wanted to just be nice to her. Fred saw potential in your motherfucking ass, man. Fred thought it was good. Fred thought your motherfucking ass was going to be an accountant. Look at you, nigga, a crip.
William, man.
William was right, nigga, man. William, he ain't even come around that often, but every time he came around, he come bearing gifts. And he never made your mama mad. He was always happy. He was a trucker. I think, you know what I'm saying, your mama was his Las Vegas stop.
What about Harold?
Harold. Now, Harold had a toxic thing going on because he was still with his wife, Glenda. But you know what I'm saying? Harold just
never... He
was back and forth. But you know, Harold, he didn't really fuck with you like that. But on the low, he gave your mama shit for you. You know what I'm saying? You talk shit. You know, he did choke you that one time. But you was acting like a little bitch. Because your daddy ain't... Nigga, daddy wasn't there, nigga. Sometimes you need a little choking, my nigga.
What about this nigga, John?
John was solid as a motherfucker, nigga. John worked down at the television station. John was good as a motherfucker. John came through with all kinds of perks. You went through the back lots and all kinds of shit. How you think your mama got that picture with Tina Turner? That was John.
So these niggas out here thinking they mama just had juice in the street without the help of these niggas.
Look, man, some of y'all niggas' mamas had nicknames and shit, bionic neck. Look at these niggas' phone
what was
numbers.
Some of the nicknames
they oh had, shit, bro. Bionic neck, creature feature, double dribble, tube top. You know what I'm talking about? Tantalizing tongue, titty top, all kinds of shit. Your mama had all kinds of names and shit. Mama named straight up Gertrude and shit. We call that bitch Lips. Fuck you. I know your mama, nigga. Niggas know niggas' mamas, man. Niggas don't want to face it because niggas be like the 30-somethings now. And they like, yeah, you know, I get it. You a grown man, my nigga. You a grown man, my nigga, and I respect you because a lot of you niggas is leaders and innovators and shit. Nigga, calm down, niggas know your mama, man. I'm just saying, man, nigga might come through with a little bucket of chicken and talk about it because, you know what I'm saying, DNA wasn't really popular back then, so we might not really know. You know what I'm saying? DNA, are you willing to take a DNA test right now? Or your father, he too prideful? I'm just saying, man. Niggas know niggas' moms. See, niggas don't like the hard truth. That nigga's thinking about it right now. He wondering why.
That's what I was telling you. Don't do it. It is too
many. He wondering why Curtis been around since he was 15 and shit. He ain't never seen a picture of Curtis and his daddy together. Yeah, nigga. Curtis was the sponsor, nigga. Your daddy wasn't shit.
His daddy and Curtis played ball though.
Yeah, his daddy Curtis was a better ball player. But he didn't Curtis didn't really brag about it. He didn't really brag about it. You know what I'm saying? Curtis was cool. He knew your mama.
So basically what you're saying is niggas know these niggas' mamas.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas know these niggas' mamas, and it's cool though, and I'm just wanna just offer just from an elder statesman point of view, man, like, nigga, some of you niggas is fraud, man, and niggas ain't calling you on it, man. You know, my life ain't perfect by no means. I'll be the first nigga to say that. So before you niggas, yeah, nigga, You know, I'm just fucking with you too. Get out your motherfucker. Pull your panties out your ass, nigga. That's your fucking problem. Now, this the 85 South Show. We fucking around. So before you get mad, nigga, put some Vaseline between your cheeks and pull your shit out, nigga. Relax. But some of you niggas need some motherfucking guidance because you're doing things all wrong. You're going to look back at the picture 20 years from now.
And then what they going to think?
Oh, man.